Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Peace Grows Here podcast. This episode is going to be not my very last one in this lifetime, but I'm going to be taking a 6-month break. So it's going to be a while since I'm going to have the next one after this. So I really want to make it count. What I would like to talk about is I don't necessarily want to just give you an update of why am I taking such a long pause and etc., how to find me instead. I more would like to make it available to you and sprinkle some good food for thought in there while you are listening to me cooking, driving, whatever you're busy doing. And of course, the topic will be revolving around taking a sacred pause, honoring our endings in life, trusting the uncertainty of letting something go, starting something new, pulling away, pulling back, retreating. In a society where we're so go, 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 you know, off to the next thing, it could be quite anxiety provoking to allow yourself to own where you are at in this season of life. And that's been my experience exactly with this, owning where I am in this season of life and releasing the pressure to do all the things. So if that sounds relevant to you, please stick around and let's explore this a little bit. You might want to take some time and see what are those points that I will share in my share today might sound relevant to you as well in your life. First of all, let me share a quick story that really inspired me to talk about taking the sacred pause and aligning ourselves with our rhythms more so. I have a newsletter that I put out 1 or 2 times a month. And last year, around November, December, you know, the 2 last months of quarter number 4 for all entrepreneurs and I guess for all the peoples out there, but particularly for entrepreneurs who have quarterly goals, it was a very intense time. Not just because it's a family gathering and all kinds of obligations time, but it's exactly because people were pushing to close that year in a way that felt good for their pocket, for the amount of effort they have done. And it's totally the glory of being your own boss. You can do that. You can choose the seasons again. And of course, where everyone is around you is chanting like, go, 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 close that quarter on a high note. We feel really much pressure to do so as well. I was not feeling that pressure. Well, I did, but I was really not feeling it. You know, I was like, huh? All of those messages that you're sending to me, my nervous system is actually at its last. I have been working something in between part-time, full-time since April of the last year. So I learned how to balance that in my like business and all of the business, not just like seeing clients specifically for my business, but promoting that comes along with it. Time-wise, having a job and doing that was like very hectic and draining. Plus, you know, I have other obligations in life. So by the end of that year, I was like, you know what? I'm done. And this is what I wrote to my newsletter people. And one of them, actually a few of them, responded to me with like, thank you. And one of them in particular said like, I love your newsletter. Like, thank you. In the sea of all of those messages that telling me to go, 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 I really appreciated what you shared there. Very humanizing and normalizing where she was at that time as well. So after that, I start thinking, oh, I mean, I already knew working with the population that I worked with that we're all just so drained and kind of on the brink of a burnout. And I had a luxury in terms of like my income, having the job. I could finally shift gears in my business and release a bit the gas pedal. And I did. And I did. And it really brought me a lot of, not that hugely much, but enough space and time to reflect upon what I want to do next. Do I really want to push all the way in and go hard developing my business and working my job as a therapist, which I adore? Basically, I'm doing pretty much exactly the same thing in both of those ways of making money that I have. And I love it. Or can I, should I really be real about my needs? And my needs that becoming louder and louder lately is my need for exploring my spiritual practice in depth. And I've been a meditator and I've been on this path for, I mean, honestly, since my teenage years, or even earlier than that, I remember spiritual inklings in me that been really, really loud lately. And for me, it means taking the time in the morning to meditate and read and in the evening and also reflect. And in the meantime, I also realized that, oh, there is this meditation course that's coming out with Tara Brach and Jack Kornfield. And I've been wanting to do a course like this and start teaching meditation. It's just a way of like sharing what I feel like is such a beautiful healing power. And I really hope everybody gets on that train, meditation train. And I jumped and took that opportunity. And now I'm in this 2 years program that now is not exactly like what I would be learning on my spiritual path at this point. It's more so very much meditation, mindfulness specific. My path is Buddhist. Even though the training that I'm doing is very much informed by Buddhism, it's still like another thing that I'm doing on top of everything else I'm doing. So I'm like, oh, I'm realizing there is only 24 hours a day again, and I have too many burners going. Also about to finish my psychedelic assisted therapy training that I'm done with. And it's not really big of a deal, but couple hours a week, actually about 3-4 hours a week that it added to my schedule. That was like another thing that I needed to accommodate. And I was really torn. I was like, oh, I put so much love and energy into my Instagram account, into my podcast. What am I willing to put on pause? And here we are, it's April. So you see, it took me like a long time to really say it out loud, even though I've been pulling back, of course, posting less podcasts, less of a frequency of my newsletters, definitely posting less on Instagram, not really engaging with other people's content as much, to the point of like me finally putting it out there in my Instagram community, a message that, hey, I'm taking a break and it's going to be a long one. It's 3 months. Actually 4. And after that, yesterday, I also realized like, you know what? You want to pull back from your podcast completely. It's kind of crazy to think that I don't have an hour a month. Well, I guess it's a couple hours with like editing and creating the caption for it and etc. to record and put out a message, because I'm just busy in the most beautiful way. I'm working in a therapeutic clinic and I'm doing the work that I love, but I also need time for myself. So I am being honest and finally breaking through this anxiety of like, shouldn't put all of the eggs in one basket, meaning my day job. I shouldn't just drop from their planet Earth for all of the people that I create a connection with. And I hope that most of them will be still there when I come back to Instagram and my podcast. I wrote everyone a personal message, not everyone, but the people I connected with the most among my followers on Instagram, that I'm going to take a break. And all of them, 100% of them, was saying, go girl, go do this thing for yourself. Fully much supported, I feel, in that. And it feels like a little bit of a death process. And honestly, lately I've been also reading books about how to prepare for dying. Welcome into, you know, the side of me that you don't really know as much. I'm a Buddhist who is very interested in diving deeper into the preparation for death as per Buddhist guidelines. There is a Tibetan Book of the Dead, if you have heard about that one. So it's, of course, a lot of it, what I'm learning is based on that. And it's really stresses the point that to really die well, sensitive topic maybe for some of us, for me it's a sensitive one, we need to prepare for it by developing less attachments and letting go of the ones that we already have, because we are not taking anything with us. And the lighter we travel, the lighter we feel as we travel through those territories, if you will, and the states in between this and the next birth, if you believe in that, the better, the easier it's for us. And endings or pauses, even just the pause, not a, like a total ending, can feel like a bit like a death process. And I feel like it might also be present when we just want to take a break from our phone for a day or from like a social media. So many female entrepreneurs, period, feel like we have to be on each platform talking to people every day, all day. It's such a go, 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 which is honestly, I don't believe that it's a natural state that is desired by many. It's just the demand feels like it's just constantly accelerating. But it runs into the fundamental problem that we are embodied human beings. We have this whole dimensionality to this experience that has its own time. Like, it's, there is a beauty in taking the time to grow a plant in your garden. You can't really speed it up too much. You can, but should you? Do you want to? There's a different utility that comes with like having an AI and having it spit out the responses within milliseconds of your question. But I'm afraid that we start taking that speediness of life as a norm, and we miss out on the flowers that grow on the sidewalk on the way to our grocery store. We miss out on really taking in the smile of our child, really savoring that breath, that moment of silence. So in a way, what I'm doing right now, it's also not because I'm seeing I cannot sustain both my business and my day job at a rate that is good for my mental health, but it's more so just my personal manifesto of wanting to reclaim the slow moments of my life and bringing those closer. So if you're one of those people who like, I don't understand what's wrong with me, I can't be on all of those platforms and it's just too much for me, I feel so thinly spread and those people out there look like they have it all together, please drop this. You're perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with you. Your pace, your speed must be different than theirs. Also, they might be very good at hiding their difficulties. And life is all about slowing down and savoring the fleeting moments of joy and happiness that pass by like visitors. They don't necessarily stay for too long, so please take them. Bring them close. And celebrate the beginnings and celebrate the endings and trusting the trustfall of making the decision that you're making right now. Yeah. That would be my message for today as I'm taking this long break until September of this year when I'll be coming back to Instagram and coming back to my podcast. Until then, I will be doing my meditation teacher course, diving in much deeper into that so I can emerge on the other side of it much more well-informed and ready to teach. And this is what it feels like. We'll be at the iteration of my business that's coming. More of me as a meditation teacher than a hypnotherapist who does one-on-one meetings, because my schedule is so full that I have to find a different way of offering my knowledge and my service that will probably will be in a meditation CD or a download form. So I'm looking forward to that creative outlet when the time is right. When the time is right. Right now is the time to retreat and give you the resources to find me in the meantime. So I'm on Insight Timer for all of you all who wants to explore meditation. This is a beautiful free app. I know they have a premium, probably subscription to it. They do, for sure. But you don't really have to have it to have access to thousands of meditations. And I only recently discovered it and been kind of feeding it with my meditation slowly but surely. So there is about at least 5 to 10 of them on it, closer to 10. And I'm going to be putting out like once a month slowly but surely. If you want to find me there, I'll link my personal profile there in the show notes. Also, if you want to be part of my newsletter community, if you open to me visiting your inbox once or twice a month, I have a newsletter that you can sign up for and get a free guide, Nervous System Regulation Workbook, as well on my website. I can link in there as well. And I will also link my just personal email, my business email, so that you can shoot me an email if you wanted to. In the meantime, yeah, but otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, I will resurface in September. I'm wishing you a beautiful month of the summer coming up, and of course May and the end of April, it's still around. I hope that you will find, make, carve out, insist upon them opportunities for your personal time and growth and breath. I know that we all in different seasons of life, and not all of us can do what I'm doing, taking a step back from relentless promotion and putting yourself out there, because I have the luxury of my day job supporting me. But I have faith that even you might be in the season of like going all in your business, remember that it only serves you to do it in a sustainable manner and really make it to the finish line, whatever that looks like for you, instead of collapsing midway. I have made that mistake when it comes to multiple business-related projects in the past. Although I learned something from my being an athlete years when I used to run, they would always put me on the longer distances, which I hated because I'm a sprinter at heart. I only love like 60 meters, my favorite one. But they would want me run a kilometer. And my first couple of races running that much of a distance, I would walk to the finish line. I would be a sprinter, so I would just give it all in the very beginning, of course, not realizing that I need to like really conserve. It's a marathon, you know, for a 60 meter runner, a kilometer is a marathon. And if nothing else, if you want to take that from this episode today, please take it to heart. Put your own mask, your air mask, like those in an airplane first, and then you can help so much better everybody around you. Till I talk to you in September, and again, look up the show notes if you want to hear the meditations by me in the meantime, and get in my newsletter where I share some anxiety tips and tricks a couple of times a month. Much aloha to you from the Big Island of Hawaii. Have a beautiful rest of your day. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.